Hello, we've been expecting you. It's true because I'm Mother Goose, and I heard you walk up. Anyway, welcome to the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. Whether you're a charmer, a deary, an evil regal, a kick-ax Team 7, or whatever you are all welcome here. Jeff and Colleen Roney from Orange County, California are the hosts. They are just the best. Oh, but come in, dears. Now, you can listen with the rest of us, but don't be shy. Here, this magical voice will tell you how to be part of the podcast.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626.
Okay. Are you comfortable? Got your cocoa with whipped cream and cinnamon? Okay. Here comes Jeff and Colleen.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You have entered the after party zone. Time to take off a shoe, baby. Yeah.
Well.
That's hilarious. Woohoo! Party!
Hello!
Oh. That's hilarious.
Well, that is great. And then I just discovered the worst thing in the world is I wasn't recording the main show. So I'll have to, I'll make it work somehow.
Say what?
It's okay. I think, I don't know. Anyway, so that's that. Let's go back to We Saw Brave. So we'll talk about... No, I didn't have Ustream recording. I'll fix it. I'll. But you heard it live, so it's like,
wow.
It's magical, you know? You heard it live. Anyway.
Oh.
I can't jump off a ledge because we live in a one-story building here. So anyway, we went to go see Brave. So let me play the clip here of the trailer. Uh-huh. Kind of make it sound, you know.
Cool.
I saw something that day, something I'll not forget. It stands 12 feet tall, with razor-sharp claws. His hide littered with the weapons of fallen warriors. His face scarred with one dead eye. A doom, a sword, and...
Chomp! Dad's leg was clean off!
Oh, that's my favourite part!
In accordance with our laws, the firstborn of each of the great leaders must prove their worth. Merida, stop!
A lady enjoys elegant pursuits.
I present my only son... He took out a whole armada single-handedly. He was... With one arm, he was steering the ship.
I want my freedom.
But are you willing to pay the price your freedom will cost?
Careful what you wish for, my mother would say.
What's the worst that could happen?
No more fighting!
Show a little decorum.
Feast your eyes.
If you had the chance to change your fate, would you?
Brave.
They can take our lands, but they'll never take our freedom. Right. Wrong movie.
Yes. So we saw Brave.
We did.
And
we did. It was so.
What did you think?
Oh my gosh. So I don't think the word loved it is really like enough. I absolutely just loved this movie. I thought it was fantastic. It was so amazing on so many levels. And I identified with her. She, I mean, yeah, I'm actually Scottish. I'm actually a natural redhead, although it's faded to a very mousy brown. But I really identified with her and her relationship with her mom. Because when I was younger, when I was a teenager, I had a similar relationship with my mom. And even as I got older, right before we got married, there were still some, you know, hints of that. And I love my mom. Don't get me wrong. I do. I absolutely love my mom. She's the most amazing woman I know. She's incredibly strong, and just I've learned so much from her. But I did have there were tumultuous times in our relationship. And so I really identified with her. And so that's what I think I loved most about it. So
it sounds like someone in the chat room hasn't seen it, so we won't spoil it.
We won't spoil it, but I'm just saying it's a fantastic movie, very well written, and it's incredible. You need to see it.
So the one thing I'll say is this, is there is this new push to twist fairy tales on their head, make it different, and I think they did this for this film.
But it really wasn't. Okay, so I mean, yeah, well, it had some of the elements, same elements of what you would consider a fairy tale of sorts. But I don't really consider it a fairy tale. I think it was a very well-written story.
Well, okay. Right. But I guess with a movie like, let's say, what was that? With
what? Describe it.
No. Oh, my gosh. The one with the singing and McDreamy was in it. What's the one? My gosh, I get my Disney card back.
Are you talking about Enchanted?
Yeah, Enchanted. See, that was kind of not exactly like, but it's just they're taking the fairy tale
structure,
edges,
right.
And they're changing it,
yeah.
Because in the original fairy tales, it's the woman wanted to be a princess or something,
right?
And that was it.
No,
that
no.
was
in the original
end.
Fairy tales. They were princesses,
right?
And they, you know, wanted something or had to do something or didn't want to do something, and you know they were looking for love or they weren't looking for love.
I mean,
there's any number of them. But if you think about it, I mean, I love that what they're doing with fairy tales nowadays. Especially, you know, like obviously Once Upon a Time. But if you think about it, Walt Disney did the same thing these folks are doing now. He just did it 60 years ago.
Yeah. And I guess what I'm getting at is in the old stories, in the older films, it was the end goal was to find love, was to be a princess, was to be married, was to
happily
these,
ever
right.
after.
So that was it. Mm-hmm. But now we've seen, and I think it reflects society, and I think women have more opportunities now. And so, you know, a movie like Brave comes along and says, "I want to choose my own fate."
Yeah.
Things are normally set, yeah. You know, and there's certain cultures that have arranged marriages and that kind of a thing. We don't have that in America, but it's just that whole idea, you know, Merida said, no, I want to choose something different.
If you had the chance to change your fate, would you?
So that's really the key to this is I think we're seeing this whole new way. Okay, Snow White and the Huntsman, even Mirror Mirror, that we're taking these stories and Once Upon a Time, and we're changing it a bit.
Well, look at Wicked.
Right,
Wicked's a prime example. So,
yeah, it's that's kind of what I look like. I did like the story.
Mm-hmm.
There was kind of a, I won't spoil it, but there was kind of a fantasy island kind of a thing where you don't know.
Right.
You be careful what you wish for. And you saw that and you heard that in the trailer.
Right.
So that really comes into play as well. But then through the process, I think, there's learning and relating. And so, yeah. So.
Exactly. Yes.
I think I got through that without spoiling anything.
I think so. It's a great.
Very funny. Very funny. Lots of really funny moments.
Mm-hmm.
Some moments that actually shocked some people. There's some bare bodies. And I don't think I'm spoiling anything. It's just bare bodies. What's funny is people kind of freaked out about it. And I was like, did you not see Braveheart? Maybe they didn't.
Dude.
I don't know. Maybe they didn't.
Braveheart was very... Wow. Yeah. And I love that movie too, by the way.
So,
that's a great movie.
I mean, yeah. Okay. Because history's there.
It is.
You know, and
it is.
Okay.
It's definitely there.
Yeah.
It's definitely there.
All righty. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to find something that I thought I had. And I always forget stuff like this, and I always kick myself. I don't want to forget this. Okay, here we go. So this is from Ima.
Oh.
She has a question for us. So sorry about the sound. I'm going to try and turn it down.
Okay.
As fast as I can.
Well, hello there. This is a wee little rant I put together about my lady. And in case you didn't know, this is I'm a freebish. I'm not going to be talking Scottish. But this is something I wanted to put out there. It's a small little suggestion, or it's a small little oomph I kind of thought about. My lady has been a pawn for all of this, and I do not like that. Someone's gonna get hurt. What are your thoughts, Jeff, Kelly? Do you think my lady is a pawn, or she isn't? I think she is, because of the whole Rumpelstiltskin type deal that happened. You know, he created the curse, he did everything, and he sought out Regina, I think, and put everything together and used her to put this curse so that he can come and find his son. I just want to say that my lady is a victim in all of this. So yeah, she should definitely get even with the Stiltskin. Messed up pant with a limp? Watch out. My lady's coming for you.
So, I mean, Ima.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Oh. You.
Oh my God!
You're much too talented. Yes. Anyway,
very funny.
All right then. Yeah, that's
I actually
enough.
I know this is just gonna like blow everyone's mind. As much as I love Rumpel, I do agree with her. I think that she absolutely has been a pawn in his little plan to get back to his son.
Okay, so let's really break this down. Let's look at this from a overview. What does Rumpelstiltskin do? What is his kind of master plan? What does he do all the time?
Look, everything we've seen, he makes deals, but everything we've seen up to this point has been, what the evidence suggests is that this whole entire thing, everything revolves around him getting Balefire back.
So,
therefore, anything that's happened, regardless of who did what, he kind of orchestrated the whole thing. He's been the puppet master from the beginning.
True. But let's really kind of look at what he does. He looks at everyone and sees what they need. Everybody needs something, and he provides what they need. A kid, true love, a curse.
Right, exactly. I mean, and the
instructions
funny thing is,
for a curse. So
if anybody was actually really paying close attention to him, and I'm talking anybody in storybook or fairy tale world, if they were paying any kind of attention to him at all, these little odd random things that he kept asking for, or that he would somehow manage to get a hold of, they seem very innocuous. Like the whole, why do you want a cloak? It's a bit drafty in here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not why he wants it. And if Charming had really thought about it, he might have been a little more suspicious and maybe wouldn't have given it to him. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he goes for the whole, he goes for the least obvious thing, but yet it's the absolute thing he needs to manipulate the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I still love Rumpel.
Yeah.
I do.
So,
but everything he does is for a purpose, for a reason, and it's and there's, you know, the goal is still the same. Get back his son.
Well, it's a huge chess game to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think about what he would need to do to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he drew it on a wall, and I wonder if we're going to see that wall.
Yeah, some sort of like just kind map of, chart.
Oh my mm-hmm. God. Just, mm-hmm. I mean, this person needs this, and then I'll get this, and then I'll put it together with this to make this happen. It's
but
really.
Here's the thing with Rumpel. I think with Rumpel is that he reads people and he reads their situation. Because if you really think about it, if you watch people, if you listen to what they say, you can actually figure out what they're really all about.
Right.
You have to really kind of look beyond the surface. People have things going on right under the surface that you don't know about unless you start looking for it. I think he has that ability to kind of see and know. So he knows that all he has to do is, okay, think about, okay, what's Regina's weakness? Well, Regina's weakness is revenge. So if Regina's weakness is revenge, he can use that to his advantage.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Right.
That's just me.
So yeah, I think, you know, unfortunately, Regina's passion and anger has blinded her to the end game that Rumpel's playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has put her as a pawn in this game. But the one thing I'll say is now that magic is back, I'm quite sure that she is aware of what happened. Because even in those last final discussions in the pawn mm-hmm. shop, mm-hmm. she said, you planned it.
Yeah.
You did this.
Yeah.
And so she's fully aware. And absolutely. So now it's going to be very interesting to see the end of it.
Pretty sure.
So
she will exact right. revenge on him in yep. some way, shape mm-hmm. or form. She'll do it.
Yep. Yep.
Because he jacked her over.
Right.
But then again, they could flip everything on its ear and say, yeah, but see, now that she's figured it out, he'll explain to her why he did it. And then he'll play on her sympathies of she's now about to lose Henry. And so maybe, just maybe, that'll team them up together to try and get Henry back for her and Balefire for him.
What if Well, what if Bay is in one of the Bell cells down there?
Oh, heaven help her if he is.
I'm just telling you.
I understand that, but heaven help her if he is, because if, in fact, he is, and Rumpel figures out that she's had him all this time, it will not end well for Regina.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Yep. So, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, Jefferson might have known that, I guess, because he seemed to kind of know all about that.
Well, Jefferson has always been aware. That's the thing. Is yeah. Jefferson is aware of everything and always has been. He wasn't clouded and he wasn't blinded by the curse. He was outside the curse. So therefore, he was very well aware. I think really, if he knew that the reason why this whole thing was going down was to get Balefire back, I really think he would have gone to Rumpel way before this.
Mm-hmm.
He would have gone to Gold. No question. And maybe now he will. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many possibilities they could go with this, and it'll be real interesting to see what I'm really excited about it. I really am.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, and with the introduction of these new characters,
mm-hmm.
It's really. It's just going to expand everything out farther. But with the shooting schedule firm in Steveston, I think it's going to be a hybrid of Fairy Tale Land
mm-hmm.
or I think it's going to be a hybrid because yeah. when you bring the magic back, I think it kind of has to have a look or something between
Maybe.
The two. We'll
Maybe.
See. Because, you know, that was one of my questions. Are they going to go back to Fairy Tale Land or what's going to happen? But if yeah. they're going to shoot there, then I'm pretty certain that, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how that works itself out.
Yeah, but
and really now, here's something I don't think we've thought about or talked about. So season one, it was all about everyone except for Henry and Emma playing dual roles.
Right.
Now what? Season two, there won't be dual roles. There's no mm-hmm. reason to have dual roles.
Right.
And yet they'll still kind of have that. You know what I mean?
Right.
It'll be interesting to see how they play themselves out. Very interesting how they play it.
All I want is Pinocchio to be real again.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Austin better not be... August better not be stuck.
I was going to say, who the heck's Austin, man?
Never mind. So, anyway, that's that. So, let's see. We're going to go into our quiz.
Woohoo!
And I have background music and everything this time. So... Well, okay. Let me play a comedy clip. Ooh. I didn't have anything extra.
Okay.
So okay. So we'll do a comedy clip first. Now let me set this up. This is a niche comedy thing. So we all know Austin Powers and Dr. Evil. We all know that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So my presumption in this comedy bit is that Dr. Evil was the evil leader mm-hmm. of 2005. He just was it. Nobody was more evil. But they had to find another evil leader. Because mm-hmm. it was like they were voting.
Okay.
So they got all these evil characters together. All of them.
Mm.
So just think of all the different movies that you could get.
Okay.
And they got them all in a room to vote on this evil leader.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, you've got all of them. So I just, you're going to hear some and you're going to go, what? So just think the most evil whatever. And then the joke, you really got to go back to 2006. You really got to go there because that's going to be, it may not be that funny. I think it's kind of funny.
Okay.
So here it is. Evil Leader 2006. Here we go.
All right, everyone. For those monsters who don't have eyes, this is Dr. Evil speaking. I don't have a lot of time. Got a huge evil corporation to run, you know. Wolfman, stop pumping the furniture. Thank you all for coming. I hope you've enjoyed the appetizers provided by... Oh, now where are all the cocktail shrimp, as if I had to ask? Where is that frickin' shark from Jaws? I hope he gets iodine poisoning. Okay, let's get started. We have assembled every major evil character to announce who will be my successor. I'm too busy to be an evil CEO and babysit you frickin' idiots, so I have called a vote. Has everyone turned in their ballots? Dracula?
Blue.
Frankenstein? Invisible Man? Invisible Man?
Here!
Okay, Tony Soprano, I heard that. Funny jokes, right?
Well, yeah.
I'm a hitman with a hit show, right? Ha ha. Got a kid with the evil CEO. Oh, so funny. Frau Farbissina, lights.
Vader, kill the lights!
Please, would be nice, Frau.
I am so sorry, little viney man in an asthma suit.
You and me outside after the meeting.
You don't scare me. All I need is my poison hair clip.
Your lack of faith disturbs me.
That's right. Talk me like a girly man.
Okay, okay. It's like a romper room for the deranged. Enough of this. Vader, release her.
Baldi saved you again.
You just watch your back, because I'm coming for you.
Seriously, all of you, shh. If you didn't get enough, I got my shh gun cocked and ready, and I'm not afraid to pop a shh in your
liver with some fava beans and a nice chilled Chianti.
Right. If we can keep the idiocy to a dull roar, I'd like to review for those who asked why we are electing a new leader. If you'll turn your attention to the slideshow on screen, we'll see in this pie chart how 2006 is a bad year for us evil creatures. Star Wars is done. So all of those evil creatures like Maul, Vader, and Sidious are now just toys.
Yes, but we are evil toys.
Nobody asked you, Palpy. You're lucky we let you out of the evil rest home. So shut your wrinkly pie hole and listen, okay?
Ingrate.
What was that?
I said, that's great.
Yeah? Your plastic surgeon called, and he said that he's busy repossessing Michael Jackson's nose. That's all you got, homie? I think your mama's calling, and your daddy just got back from prison. Yeah? Nothing? I don't hear anything. Nothing? Don't start off with the big dog unless you've locked the gate, okay?
You are cruel.
Oh, there he goes, off to cry. Does someone want to change his adult diaper? Counseling sessions aren't covered by our insurance, Pulpy. Okay, since this is now the longest meeting in history, as you can see from the slides, we need a new leader with new ideas. Not the same old wait under the bed and scare people thing. We need a new evil leader that uses all of the new technology available to keep everyone in a constant state of fright. I'm not the only game in town here. Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yes, Dr. Evil, sir.
Okay, first off, you're breathing on my neck. Second, you're dripping old slimy pond water on the new shag carpet after I told you, keep it over the tile.
But I couldn't see from back there. That's why I moved up here.
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes, and if I see any lagoon creatures anywhere near me, the gloves are really coming off this time. Got it? This is frickin' ridiculous. Let's cut to the chase. I have the ballots right here. I will not tally the votes. Okay, writing in blood on these vote slips is so over. I mean, who writes in blood, really? And now we have a new evil leader, Candidate Simpson.
Blah. OJ, I told you. Pay up, Wolfie.
How cute. Pasty remembers the 90s. No, it is not OJ. Ladies and gentlemen, here to begin our evil agenda for 2006 is the evil father of the year 2005, our new evil leader, Papa Joe Simpson.
Hi, evil friends. I'm Papa Joe. You may know me as the controlling, no-nonsense manager of my pop star daughters, Jessica and Ashley.
They are sluts.
Hey, hey, those are my daughters, Wheezy.
I don't believe it. You're responsible for unleashing Jessica Simpson and her untalented runt of a sister on the American public.
A man who would use his own daughters for greed like that must be the most evil man in the world. A toast to our new evil leader, Jessica and Ashley's Papa Joe.
It's going to be an evil year, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you ready, Boots?
Well, that's it.
Oh my boy. God.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that.
Yes, sir.
I completely forgot all about that one.
Yep, so now I gotta find this.
Wow.
Okay, got that.
Yes, and for those that were curious, he kept saying palpy.
Yep.
But he said it like palpy. So it almost sounded like poppy. And that was Palpatine, as in Emperor Palpatine.
I think I shocked somebody. I don't know who I'm shocking. Sorry, just a couple of years back, so there was a word in there. Yeah.
I don't remember it, but anyway.
All right.
Anyway.
Anyhow, so we're going to do some quiz fun now. And it's the Who Said That game.
Well, before we do that, and by the way, I think the new leader this year, if we were to elect a new leader, it would probably be Regina, right? Don't you think?
Well, sure.
I think so.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so here...
Or Cora. It's one of
the two. Yeah, okay. Either one. So we're going to read some quotes from Once Upon a Time, and you have to tell me who said it and which
episode. Okay.
So, and they're not all Regina.
No.
I just want to throw that out there. You know. Yeah. Anyway, we try and kind of balance it out a little bit here and there. So, okay, got a new sound effect. I hope it works this time. So, the first quote is, it is the internet. Pictures can be... some thinking music. So we can think. Who said that?
That's literally the quote?
Yes.
Well, no. Let's see.
It's not Emma.
Ooh. So it's not Emma.
No.
All right. It's not Regina.
No.
Was it Graham?
Nope.
Was it Ryan in the pilot?
Yes, it is Ryan. Congratulations. Who was the lucky person? Torty Prison.
Mm-hmm.
Never ceases to get there. It's
and
awesome.
Ryan was the guy she was bounty hunting, right?
That is correct.
There you go.
In the magical bar where she had already booted his car.
Technically, Manny actually said it was Emma to Ryan, but it was actually Ryan to Emma first.
That is correct.
So.
Yep. In the pilot episode. Yep.
Sorry.
Okay, second quote. Sometimes it's easier to talk to someone when you don't give a crap about what they think. Sometimes it's easier to talk to someone when you don't give a crap about what they think.
The first guess was Emma?
No.
Dr. Will to Mary Margaret?
Very good.
Wow.
Excellent work.
Manny. Manny's on fire tonight.
Yep. And what episode?
Episode 3.
This is a Shepherd. I'll give it to him. Yeah. Okay.
Was that not the third episode?
No.
Okay.
Nope. A little bit.
Episode 6.
Yeah. Okay, so next quote is, all power comes with a price. All power comes with a price.
Hmm. That was Rumpel.
So does a refrigerator. No, it was not Rumpelstiltskin.
Was it Maleficent?
It is.
Wow,
Maleficent.
Shannon.
Very good.
Shay pulled that one out.
And what was the episode name?
It was Maleficent to Regina. Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. And it was the episode, which one was it? Number 2. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Thing You Love Most.
Thing You Love Most.
Okay. Excellent. So, very good. We are on fire this evening. And the next quote is, you might have the title, but not the job. You might have the title, but not the job.
Ooh. Was it Regina?
No.
It was not Regina to Emma. Was it guard to Prince Charming?
Yes.
Wow, Manny.
Very good. Very good.
Manny.
And it's kind of easy, but what's the name of the episode?
Do we know? Mm-hmm. Oh, he said he's misspelled Shepherd, I think.
Yeah. The Shepherd. Very good. Excellent work. All right. Now, the next quote is, all you did was show that anyone can change her life. All you did was show that anyone can change her life.
Let's see. Snow White to Cinderella, Price of Gold.
Very good. Excellent work. Excellent.
Go, Torty.
Torty's on fire. Fire.
On fuego.
All right. So the next quote is, your bad judgment is your problem, not mine. Your bad judgment is your problem, not mine.
Regina?
No.
Emma?
Okay. Yes. What's
Emma? Emma to who? Or Emma and what episode?
Right.
Shannon pulled that one out too.
Okay.
Seems to be Regina versus Emma, maybe?
No. Actually, no.
Nope. Was it to Graham?
Yes.
Episode 7.
Okay. The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. Okay.
Very That's good. Awesome. Manny's pulling that one out of the hat there, too.
Okay. So you have to be very clear about... Yeah. All right. So, final quote is, I'm the worst person in the world. I'm the worst person in the world. Who said it in which episode?
Snow.
No.
Mary Margaret.
Yes.
And that's not Regina. Definitely not.
Right.
7:15 a.m.
No.
Ooh. Torty. Mary Margaret says it to Emma.
Yes.
Whatever happened to Frederick?
No.
Ooh. Wow. We're still waiting for the... It wasn't 7:15 a.m.
No.
Heart of Darkness?
No.
Let's see. What could it have been? Stable Boy?
No.
Ooh. Let's see. No more guesses on what episode it came from? They're all shaking their head like me.
I'll give whoever got it. There you go. Sure. Good job.
Yeah.
It was in that still small voice.
Oh, wow. Wow. Was it after sleeping with Whale? Oh, the one night stand with Whale?
Yeah, I can't remember when it happened, but I think I think it was toward the beginning of the relationship with David.
Ooh, okay.
After Catherine, I think.
Yeah. That would have been about the time.
So let's kind of wrap it up like this, and because I don't have anything else. That's about it. So anyway, I'll magically make that first hour appear somehow. And so the one thing that I really would like is is if you can't, or even from now till the series starts up again, is one of you guys, if you want to, if you can, have some mini meetups.
We've seen some that have already started and some have already happened. So
right.
That's kind of cool. But just keep doing them.
So even if it's coffee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of folks, you know, rewatch and then go on Skype and kind of talk about it. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's also neat to, like I said, if you want to maybe plan a dinner or coffee or whatever, just kind of sit down and get together with folks. You know, there is a difference, you know, when you're talking to somebody in a chat room and then all of a sudden you're sitting talking to somebody over coffee. It is a little, you know, it's different. So,
yeah.
But if you want to do that, I think that's really a great idea. I know that there's been a couple of Evil Regals over at Disneyland and tweeting out some photos. So I really encourage that. If you're comfortable with that, that would be great. Maybe to get together for whatever. So little mini meetups, let us know, tweet us some photos, whatever. And we are making some buttons now, and we, over the next couple of weeks, we'll be getting them. We're making them for, we're going to be a part of the Friends of the Magic meetup that's going to be at Disneyland. Paul Berry and Terry Berry, good friends of ours, and He's been really, really cool to me, and so has Terry. And
oh, yeah.
We know them both, and so we're going to have a little section of that we're going to be writing. Strange as it seems, Snow White. And we're going to be hosting that part of their of their meetup. So we're going to be taking folks through there, and we have at least one gift or one prize that we're going to offer somebody for answering something. So,
yep.
And that's another thing too, is if you have some prizes, maybe some signed autographs. I know at least one of the listeners has sent something in really awesome. Jane Espenson signed a picture. That's cool for the husbands. And if you have anything like that that you'd like to donate mm-hmm. for some games or that kind of thing, that'd be awesome. Or maybe if you have ideas. I have a couple of ideas on what I'm going to do. So to get some Once Upon a Time swag. So if you have anything, just email me and we'll kind of talk about it. Because I think that's really going to be the key to this podcast in season two. I'm going to start to kind of ask more for questions. I have mm-hmm. some pretty good ideas, but I'm going to ask more. And I've already kind of started that kind of thing. So
yep.
in the future, we are going to be doing some live call-ins, but I don't have a bank of numbers. So it's going to be when I tell you, then you can call in, but it's not going to be all the time during the week because I just only during certain parts of the show. So, yeah. So yeah, we do have opportunities for some really cool things coming up. Once the show becomes almost is going to be on, then that's when the, promotion cycle is going to start. And I think you're really going to see mm-hmm. some exciting things because we've already been, we're in the running for some stuff. Let's mm-hmm. just say that. So that's exciting. And we also are going to be working on some other cool stuff like the next Paley Center event. More than likely, we'll be in the press area.
Yep.
So that's cool. So this show is really... it's a different type of a show, but it's going to go to places that you never thought that we could go. So, and we really appreciate everybody's support. It's a crazy day. It's a crazy time, but you know, we thank you for being here. And so don't forget, you know, we still got a voicemail line. We still have emails mm-hmm. and everything. And I did get an email asking about Alira and the Fairy Tale Corner. And I know that she's really busy right now. There's a lot of things going on. So I'm going to follow up with her and, mm-hmm. and see if we can get the fairy tales on somewhat of a consistent basis. But I know real life happens. I totally yeah. get that. We've had folks that have sisters and relatives having babies. And so
getting
it's
married,
just, yeah,
all kinds of stuff.
Real mm-hmm. life happens. And I totally get that.
Yep.
But,
Yep.
So yeah, and I think that's it.
Yeah, we're gonna have our show again next week, right? Yep. We're not taking another
next week
off yet.
Big same time.
No, not same time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Same time as usual, 7 p.m.
I was gonna say
Pacific time.
Don't say same time because everybody's gonna show up at 4 o'clock
no.
and we're not
7
gonna be
p.m.
here. Normal time.
I thought people were gonna blow an O-ring for the time tonight. Man, it was just, and I felt so bad. Listen, this is what happened last night. Colleen and I were at dinner.
Yep.
She got the phone call.
Yep.
She got off the phone. I saw the look on her face. I could tell what it was about. She goes, they're gonna bring the refrigerator.
Yeah, between six
guess
and
what time? 6 and 8.
Yeah,
between six and eight. And I said, we can't cancel the show.
Nope.
You know, we talked about Comic-Con stuff. That's important.
Right.
And she goes, okay. So I said, we'll do it at 4. They call today.
This morning.
And they said, we're going to bring it at 4.
We need to bring it at 4 because then we have to go to Riverside after you, which is not right around the corner. So because it's not right around the corner and they didn't want to come to our house afterwards, or to come to our house from Riverside, go all the way out there and then come back. It was just kind of crazy. But anyway.
Yeah. So that's why the show started, I don't even know if I mentioned it on the re-record, but anyway, that's why she wasn't here.
I wasn't here because I had to, help them figure out what was going on and make sure. And our refrigerator's in and it's plugged in and it should be cooling itself off. It better be. So I'm, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, that's our little teeny bump in the road. I've been on Twitter all week and I've seen some of the most sad things. There was one of the followers that really loves once Dora, mm-hmm. who was without power.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, she couldn't even find a hotel to take her family to.
Right.
And right. They're used to losing power so much that she already cleaned out their refrigerator.
Yeah.
I mean, she was ahead of the game because she knew how long it would take.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, this was a little bump in the road for us, but there's people that, you know, and that's why I said in the last show is just, mm-hmm. you know, our heart goes out to the folks because we're pretty lucky, you know, and some people are just baking right now and, mm-hmm. you know, 110, 106, just awful. Yeah. So, hang in there. You know, we do the best we can. Little ha-ha, little hee-hee, little, jokes here and there. You know, try and lighten your mood because it's tough. So.
Yeah.
So next week, 7 p.m.
Pacific.
Saturday, Pacific time. Yep.
That's
we're
going to
go
time.
Back into the normal mm-hmm. Show time. Mm-hmm. And sorry about this week, but that's what we had to do. So mm-hmm. another thing that we're going to try is we're going to try a live show with Colleen's laptop from Disneyland.
Yeah.
Do not know how it's going to sound. We're going to have to figure out how to hook up the mics. This may not work. So, you may see a tweet. You know, hey, we're going to try something. So,
we'll see how it works.
But, while I've got everyone here, has anyone noticed any lagging tonight? Is there any type of lagging between the sound and the typing of the chat? Okay.
So we've seen a couple of folks are saying lag time. I know just a moment ago, Torty, I think, had a little issue with the sound dipped out and then it came back in again. So,
okay.
Some people haven't.
All right.
No lagging, just a sound loss, apparently. So, and it's temporary sound loss from what I gather.
Okay.
So some folks are seeing a lag, but not too many.
Yeah. All right, so I think, Nat had some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, okay. We're sorry about that. It's just kind of when you deal with a lot of different people using a lot of different devices to mm-hmm. kind of hooked into the same thing, if it was like all computer, then we can kind of, find out. But it's hard. Yeah. We don't know what kind of connection, that kind of thing. So,
did you enable links by any chance?
No.
Oh, that's why. I'm gonna keep sending something.
Okay. All right. Here you
it
go.
Keeps getting
there
censored.
You go.
Now it's enabled. Try
okay,
it again.
It's enabled.
Try it again, Ima, because we didn't get it. But yeah. So there we go. All right.
Yes.
Let's check this out. Oh, sweet.
Yes. Yes.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Yes.
Okay. So that's it. Thank you so much for being here, being a part of this. And it really is. It's more of a family than anything mm-hmm. else. We really care about you, and we send big love out to everybody. And we miss you when you're not here. Mm-hmm. We understand, but this is all. It's all. We're all connected. We're all part of this thing. So anyhow. Take care. Big love to everybody. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, guys.
Take care.
Thank you for being a part of this podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. This is Wayne Henderson, the voice of the Once Upon a Time Fan podcast. And if you want to know more about how my voice acting services might work for you, check out MediaVoiceOvers.com. And now, all of us here at Roni's Own Media and MediaVoiceOvers.com look forward to sharing the love and enjoyment of the Once Upon a Time TV show next time. Take care.